This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson. The recent World Ag Supply and Demand Estimates, or WASDE report, contains some surprising numbers, especially in wheat. Mike Zuzolo, president of the Global Commodity Analytics, says he has some questions on how USDA came up with the wheat totals.
Wheat was even the most probably questionable in my mind, just because the USDA came in, and even though the U.S. winter wheat harvest progress was running at a 5 to 6 year low because Kansas is running at 50-some percent planted probably at this point versus 90% a year ago, USDA still found a way to raise yields.
Zuzolo says the available wheat information does not completely support the USDA's boosting of U.S. yields.
I'm not surprised they did that based upon soft red wheat yields and crop progress and harvest, but I was very surprised that they would go ahead and make that increase, not having much data from the hard red wheat side of the equation and the continued problems when it comes to the spring wheat in drought, coming in at 25% this week versus 8% a year ago.
Zuzolo says domestic and international weather conditions will continue to be the number one driving factor in the commodity markets going forward.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.